Erica, welcome to Cat on the Loose. It's such a pleasure having you here.
Thank you. It's such a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Of course, I'm so excited to talk to you, and I have so many questions. So let's do this fast and furious if you're ready.
Let's do it.
Okay, so obviously, the first question, because you were on Baywatch decades ago, and now Baywatch is coming back. As you know, I interviewed some of the cast, they're my dear friends, and you're coming back as the same character, but with a twist, which I
You're
definitely want to talk about because
frozen.
I loved it. Decades later, how did it feel to be on the show and see everyone? Did you ever think it might happen? How was the vibe?
Yeah, I never thought it would happen again. I figured Baywatch was, had its day. It was such a phenomenal show. I didn't think they'd bring it back. So, and then me coming back really was a big surprise for me. And it was so much fun. It was really fun hanging out with all of the new cast and
Yeah.
crew. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
So the twist that I want to talk about, because when I read it in the media, I thought it was really genius, is that you're coming back as Shawnee, your character in the 90s. I was a huge fan of the show, of course,
Right.
but she's not a lifeguard anymore.
That's
They
right.
adapted the character to the fact that you aged, because we all age, of course.
That's right. That's right. She's a Santa Monica City Councilwoman now, which is a lot of fun, and it allows me to breathe. I'm not holding myself up to the standard of trying to be back in the bathing suit 35 years later,
I know.
It would be unrealistic as well to have me be the lifeguard at 56 on the beach. So I love being the city councilwoman. It's fantastic.
Yeah,
Now
I
I can
love
fight for the beach. Now I can like defend the
that.
beach. Yeah.
Back then, you were super young, of course, perfect body. And I know it's a standard that I don't think any woman should live up to. I always say that, I think we should be proud of our age, any age, because it means we're alive, So I'm a huge advocate for women not being embarrassed of telling their age. But back then, when you did the show, did you have that mindset of pressure? Like, oh my God, I gotta be perfect.
Yeah.
My body's being scrutinized, or it didn't come across back then?
No, definitely had that mindset. Always so worried. And when your uniform or your costume is a bathing suit, there's nowhere to hide. There just isn't. So you're always constantly worried about, what's hanging out and what do I look like? And, did I do enough crunches this week? Did I, yeah, so constantly worried about that.
Do you think that the scrutiny is different for men as it is to women? Because I think I'm saying me, right? As a woman, and I've never been on bathing suit on TV, but I'm saying for me as a woman, and I actually talked to David Chokachi, my friend, about it. I think for guys, it's just people are just more lenient and nicer to men. But with women, I feel they're always dissecting every little piece of us.
Yes, I agree with you. I think you just had the key there, is that people are nicer to men. Because I know a lot of actors do also go through body image issues, talking about David Chokichi, who's in phenomenal shape, but the men still go through the, oh, I have to take my shirt off today for a scene, so they still go through their own insecurities. But I think people are definitely nicer and more lenient to the men than they are the women.
Yeah, I feel it's like that in anything, right? A woman, if we show up someplace like without the perfect makeup, or if you have cellulite, I never heard anybody say to a guy, "Oh my God, look at him, he has." But with us, I feel we have this pressure all, especially nowadays with so even social media, right? Because everybody has access to just looking at us, every little piece of us.
Yes, agreed, agreed. There's no way to really escape it. It feels like, not with the internet, you know what I mean? People are going to
Yeah.
say what they're going to say, and it's just you're out there. You're out
You're
there.
out there. I know. But I have to say, I loved Baywatch. I was a huge fan of Baywatch, of course, like millions of people out there. But there was another project you worked on that made me fall in love with you back
Oh,
then. I freaking love that. The Beverly Hillbillies.
Oh, thank you. You know, that was my favorite movie to work on ever.
Oh, really? Yeah, because I thought Ellie Mae was the cutest freaking thing on this planet. So as much as, of course, I loved you, Ashani, I just love that movie is just so light and adorable.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, that was a blast. It was so much fun to do. It was difficult, like it had its challenges, but it was definitely so much fun to play Ellie Mae. Got to,
Oh
you know,
my
to be
God.
with all the animals and yeah.
Yeah, I love that. And it's so funny, Erica, because I had a best friend for decades before college and through college. Her name is Eliza. And I started calling her Ellie Mae, Ellie Mae, Ellie Mae because of you.
It's so
And
funny.
her mom used to get so mad at me. She's like, "Why are you calling my daughter Ellie Mae? Her name is Eliza." But I loved, and it caught. And everybody's like, "Ellie Mae, Ellie Mae,"
That's
because
funny.
of you. So that was like, to me, it means a lot,
Oh, thank you.
that I'm talking to you because I have the best memories because of that movie.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much. I love that.
So after you did all of that, you kind of left Hollywood for a while.
You know, I have a daughter who's 20 now, but she is and always was and always will be my world, my main focus. So taking care of her and making sure that I was there for her 24/7 was very, very important to me. I kept a toe in the door, you know, like there's a couple movies I did that she was on set with me.
Oh,
Yeah,
really?
one was
Oh.
called Meant to Be. Dean Cain was in that film with me. Indy was on set for that one. Some speaking engagements, but I mostly, to make a living, taught acting. And I taught acting at a studio to all ages. And then I also taught kids in rehab.
Oh,
Yeah,
wow.
as a means of therapy, to use acting as a means of like a t therapeutic tool. So that's pretty
That's
much what I
amazing.
did. Yeah.
So, but it was volunteer because the show was huge, right? At one point, I think Baywatch was the top show in the world. It was in so many countries. It like exploded. Did you feel like, oh, I need a break? It's too much.
No, you know that it's very funny how it all worked with Baywatch. By the time Baywatch was reaching its peak of fame, and the character Shawnee, I was already off the show. It took a while to catch on overseas. So by the time the fame was happening and people were recognizing me from Baywatch, I wasn't even on the show anymore. It was
Oh,
really kind of,
really?
yeah, it was very bizarre. It was a really kind of a strange happening, but yeah, because it took a while for it to catch up over there.
So, did you want to take a break from acting? You're like, you know what? I'm going to focus on other things in my life for a while.
Yeah, I think it just kind of happened organically, honestly, because I did a lot of film work all the way up until my pregnancy. I was living in Canada and I was doing a lot of like TV movies. Movies of the week, that kind of thing. And when we had straight to video movies, I was doing a ton of those. I was working a lot. And then I got pregnant. And then obviously, I wasn't working on the set at 8 months pregnant. I was doing a lot of the conventions, like the autograph conventions and things. But then after my daughter was born, there were a couple TV shows I did. And I just started staying at home, really. What ended up shifting for me was that I stopped doing the auditions, right? So I stopped hitting the pavement and doing those auditions constantly. So offers would come through, but they would become fewer and farther between as the years went on, of course, because you need to get out there and audition. And I wasn't doing that. So the occasional offer would come in, I'd do the show, I'd do whatever it was, you know, if it was a good project, and then continue just focusing on my child. And that's pretty much so it kind of just happened organically. I just sort of stepped out a little and it pulled away a little bit, and that's the
And now
way.
you're back. And I think when I read that you were going to do a cameo on the new Baywatch, I was personally really happy about it. And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because, other than, of course, I love you as an actor, a lot of people probably forgot you've been in one of the most iconic movies ever, which was ET.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right? Like, oh my God.
Yeah.
We're gonna talk about that in a second. But so anyway, when I read that you were coming back, I'm like, first of all, number one, thank goodness they're bringing an original to such an iconic show, but they are adapting the role to the fact that women age.
Yeah.
And I think it's such an important conversation because we need to stop thinking that you're only worthwhile when you're 20.
Right.
So I really loved that.
Yeah.
And when I saw that, okay, they adapted the character, it's still Shawnee, but now she's doing something else. She doesn't have to be bouncing on the beach with a bathing suit. I obviously we haven't even seen the show because the show is gonna air in January. But in my mind, I thought that is such an important representation.
Yes, I'm glad you mentioned that. Agreed, and I was thrilled. I was so happy when I read the part as well. And relieved. And relieved. But yes, you're absolutely right to be where I need to be and where I should be. I hate to should, but at the end of the day, I am 56 years old and I want to be me.
Yes.
So,
And there's no reason why you shouldn't, right? I
yeah.
mean, there are parts for at least that's my opinion. I think there are parts for women of all ages because every single story needs a mix,
Yes.
right? Not all stories need only 20-something year olds. So yeah, I think it's an evolution of life to just
Yeah.
change and want to be yourself in any decade of your life.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
I am hoping they bring you as a series regular.
That would be really fun. Listen, I'm absolutely open to it. I think there's a lot of room for them to use the character. Just because she is a city councilwoman, I think there are a lot of issues that could be brought up, and where Shawnee could be utilized and mixed in with the cast and with Hobie. And so I think I'm definitely open to it. I would love that.
Yeah, let's hope that happens. Baywatch, if you guys are listening, you have a huge, I know you have a huge fan base out there because I've been telling you that for a long time. I get messages from people from all over the world
Yeah.
to have you on the show, on my
Oh,
show.
that's so
So
nice.
they must get a lot of messages. You know, people love you,
Thank
and
you.
when they don't see you for so long and all of a sudden you show up again,
Yeah.
that audience is very loyal to you know?
Yes, yeah, which is so wonderful. I'm so
Yeah.
grateful. So grateful.
So now in the, at this stage in your life, you're 56. We're the same age. I'm very few years younger than I'm 2 years younger than you. So we're the same age. But at this stage in your life, do you feel okay, bring me more. I'm ready for it. I
Yeah.
want to be in front of the camera. I'm ready to go. How do you feel?
I do feel ready. I feel ready and I feel like me. I have tattoos. I'm covered in my
Yeah, I
sleeves.
want to talk
Yes,
about that.
and I'm my age. I've said it a million times. I'm 56. I'm more grounded, I think, as a human. I'm more evolved, hopefully, I hope, as a human being. But I'm definitely ready, and I'm ready to do the right projects. I'm ready to do the right projects. So I'm excited. It's an exciting time.
Yeah. So let's talk about your tats
Yeah.
because, guys, if you're listening to the audio episode, go to Carol Malu show on YouTube so you can see her beautiful tats and her
Thank
face.
you.
But how did that start? I know, obviously, when you were on Baywatch, you didn't have any tattoos.
Right.
You were very young. And
Right.
now you have this beautiful tattoo all over your arms. Can you tell me the behind the scenes, the story, how you decided to get going on
It
that?
actually started on my back, and I got a devil and an angel, little girl, all combined with horns and wings. And it was just a very personal expression of how I saw myself. And
How old were you when you got the first one?
so I 20, oh gosh, very early 20s, 23, 24, somewhere in there. And it just evolved from there. It really is an evolvement. All of my tattoos tell a story. Each one is either very significant to me because it's representing a time in my life, or it's something favorite of mine. I have Tinkerbell on my arm. There she is. And I'm obsessed with Tinkerbell. I love Tinkerbell. So, but most of the tattoos on me tell a story, and they are significant of a time in my life. I have a memorial to my mom, who passed away, and her name is, or not her
I
name, but I wrote free for my mom and a butterfly and an iris. Her name is Iris, so I have an iris flower on my arm.
This episode of Cat on the Loose is brought to you by Vinted. Have you ever opened your closet and thought, how did I end up with so many outfits I never wear? That was me recently. I realized I had so many beautiful pieces just hanging there that I hadn't worn in months or even longer. Instead of letting them just sit there taking up space, I started thinking, why not turn them into extra cash and give them a second life? And this is exactly why I decided to try Vinted. Vinted is a secondhand app that makes it easy for everyday people like you and me to sell pre-loved fashion and earn some extra money. The best part is how simple it is. Listing an item takes just a few minutes, and once it sells, Vinted creates the prepaid shipping label for you, so the entire process is incredibly easy. And also, there are no seller fees, which means you keep every dollar you earn. It honestly changed the way I think about shopping. Now I see so much more value in the clothes I buy because I know they can have a second life instead of just sitting there in my closet. So if you're ready to clean out your closet and make some extra cash, download the Vinted app for free and start listing. With no seller fees, you keep every dollar you earn, and for a limited time, enjoy free shipping in the US on Vinted. Give your clothes a second life with Vinted, V-I-N-T-D. You might be surprised by how much you can earn. Let's be honest, everyone is talking about GLP weight loss medications right now, but what most people don't realize is that getting started can actually be incredibly simple. With Breeze Meds, you don't have to deal with clinics, waiting rooms, or the hassle of trying to get referrals. Everything is done online. You fill out a quick form and a licensed medical provider reviews your information to see if you qualify. That's what I love about Breeze Meds. It's simple, convenient, and medically supervised, and it actually fits into your lifestyle. And if you're prescribed medication, it ships straight to your door for free. There are no subscriptions, no lock-ins, and no hidden charges. And the best part, it takes less than 5 minutes to fill out the form and get started. So if you've been thinking about GLP-1 weight loss medication, but the whole process has felt overwhelming, this could be the easiest way to take that first step. Go to breezemeds.com, fill out the form to see if you qualify, and get 20% off your first order with my code CatOnTheLoose. That's 20% off your first order. Just use code CatOnTheLoose on the loose at breezemeds.com. That's B-R-E-E-Z-E meds.com. No drama, no hassle, no waiting rooms, just a simple way to get started. Breeze Meds, it really is a breeze. You know, it's so interesting you're saying that. I actually heard you say talk a little bit about that on a different show, because I have the same story. I had no tattoos whatsoever.
Yeah.
And a few years ago, when I went through hell and high water, I don't know if you know my story, but I lost my mom. And I lost my husband within a year.
My gosh.
My life collapsed. I lost all my ass. It was chaos. And I was in so much pain,
yeah.
So much pain. I ended up tattooing the word strong on my wrist. Mm-hmm. I think I wanted to feel some kind of pain.
Yeah.
And some kind of reminder that I could go on. And so when you said that all your tattoos tell a story that means something to you, I was like, oh my God, that's exactly.
Yeah.
I started doing one after the other, not as many as you, but I have a bunch all over.
Yes.
And every single one of them tells a story to me, like have a very specific meaning for
I'm
myself.
I'm really glad you said that, because I get a lot of flack for it. I get a lot of backlash. I get a lot of really negative. I get a lot of
by
trolls.
Whom? By whom?
By people out on the internet, just mean, that have nothing better to say than mean things. And I don't bother responding. I just don't. But it's interesting to hear you say that, because I look at myself and I look at my body as my own personal canvas. And when I'm going through something, or something is very meaningful to me, having a tattoo represented is just means something to me. And I love it. I just love it. I love it. I love the way it looks. And so that's, you know, to each his own, to each his own.
Exactly. Look, this is what I'm going to tell you, Erica. I feel, obviously, that's my opinion, the people out there on the internet, like if they leave a nasty comment on your social media,
yeah,
it's always a miserable person. It's always somebody who is unhappy with their own life. You are never going to see somebody fulfilled, happy, successful, leaving a nasty comment to someone they never met. So if somebody bothers, like, oh my God, you're full of tattoos, it's never going to be another successful artist, somebody that matters in your life, you know? So I say I never let it affect me. When I do respond, I actually, people think I'm crazy, but I respond like with love and kindness because I feel sorry for them.
I hear you. I think about that sometimes too. And then I think, but it's such, it can be such an energy drain to go in, get into that mind space, right? That I just ignore them. I just ignore them.
I don't think, look, as long as you don't let it affect you personally, which I know it's really hard for a lot of people, but as long as you remember that it has nothing to do with you, it's always something about their life. You shouldn't let it bother you. For some reason, in your body, you decided, you know, I want to start telling my story on my body. And I'm a firm believer that whoever is meant to work with you, to be a part of your life, to do projects with you, they're going to love you just the way you are, and they're going to work around it. And obviously, there are a million actors out there with a ton of tattoos. You're not the only one.
That's for sure. That's for sure.
They're super beautiful. I mean, you know, I love tattoos. I have a bunch, not as many as you, but I think I have 10 or 11. Sometimes I forget.
I love that.
Yeah, like, you know, everybody, this one is a huge, big one, right, on my wrist. And everybody asks me what that is, and it's the symbol of gratitude.
Oh, I love that.
I try to do the same. I have symbolism. I have a huge phoenix on my leg. Because when my life was in absolute shambles, I had to keep reminding myself, like, you're a phoenix, you're a phoenix. You're so, you know, I'm kind of like, I think the tattoos should tell our story, you know? I think yours are super beautiful. Are you planning on doing any more?
You know, I don't know if I have any more real estate. I haven't done my legs or anything. There is a place on my back that has no tattoos on the other side of my back that I think about sometimes. But it would have to be, because I'm not the kind of person that, just for me, like, there have been so many beautiful images that I would love to have. And sometimes that's tempting to think about just having a beautiful image, which is fine. That's also, you know, some people get tattooed just because they like an image. But for me, it has to be, like I said, it needs to be something significant in my life. And so I don't feel like I'm there right now. I might, I mean, I'm always open to it.
Yeah, same. I'm exactly the same. Now, you said your daughter is 20. My, oh my, time goes by so fast. Does she have any aspirations in terms of being in the entertainment industry?
Not particularly. She's had times in her life when she's thought about it and maybe wanted to pursue a little bit. But then she was always too shy. So yeah, she's very, very creative. She loves to do edits and digital edits, and she's very visually creative. So, but not so much the acting world anymore.
So what would you, if she came to you and said, you know, I think I want to, because it's a really tough business. I mean, you know that up close and up close and personal. What would be your 2 cents for your daughter or any younger person out there for that matter? How do you navigate this crazy industry without going nuts?
I think so much of the work is internal. So much of the work is internal. Because the industry has changed so much, and it's going to continue to change so much. So every time we get somewhere, we turn another corner. And so I think it's perseverance. You have to believe in yourself. More than anything else, you have to believe in yourself. If you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will. And I know that firsthand from being down on myself and having times in my life when, you know, you're not feeling good. And people, we teach people how to treat us. So if you want to make it in this industry, you've really got to do the internal work, and you've got to believe in yourself, and you've got to persevere no matter what. You got to knock on the doors. You got to keep knocking on the doors. And if the doors keep closing, you got to keep knocking on the doors. And those are the people that end up getting the job.
I love that you said that, that it's an internal job, because you have to keep a good mindset, right? I see a lot of young actors they get like, and I joke with somebody else that I was interviewing, I said, sometimes you see somebody like be part of these reality shows, and they think they're the last Coca-Cola Zero of the desert with ice. They let it go up to their head and they go. But I think professional actors are usually really good about staying chill, right, and riding the wave. But back then, because obviously you started, you were a kid, right? People forget, but you did E.T., which is one of the most iconic movies ever. Steven Spielberg, how old were
I
you
was
when you
12.
12? So you were a child. How was that experience? What are the memories you have of being on set so young with Steven
That was
Spielberg?
pretty amazing. I started acting when I was 10, and I had done some commercials. I was in an acting class. I had done a couple little spots on TV shows. So I had a little experience. And I was actually doing a showcase, and someone was talent scouting for Steven Spielberg in the audience and saw me in the showcase and asked if I would come in and read for this and meet with Steven, not read for it, but just meet with Steven. And I was 12. I didn't know who Steven was. I had no idea what was going on. And I was like, okay, I'll go. And I went and met with
That's the beauty of being a kid, right? You don't really care.
Right. I didn't. And he asked me, he said I was taller than the main actor that he had cast for the role, but he asked me if I wanted to be in his movie. And I said, sure. And he said, okay. And that was pretty much how that went. It was very secretive. So they even told us, they told my mom and I, the movie was called A Boy's Life. It was not called E.T. the Extraterrestrial. They wanted no one to know anything about this movie at all. They didn't
Really?
want anything to get out. So when I worked for about, I think I had 3 days of shooting, and then I did one extra day. And there was no hanging out on set afterwards. It was literally do your work and go. We had a very closed set because both Henry Thomas and I were we were very nervous about the kiss. So I cried. I was in my trailer crying because I didn't want to do it.
Oh.
And
Oh.
Henry was in a girl haters club, so he didn't want to do it. And so Stephen had to assure us that everything was going to be fine, that he was going to close the set. So he explained what a closed set meant. And so he did that for us and made sure, very few people were on the set. And it all worked out and it was just fine, of course. But he was so kind. He was so lovely and he was so good with kids. We had a lot of props on set because of it was a school environment. So we had a lot of like backpacks and pens. And back then, the scented pens had come out. And I remember
Oh,
him wondering, saying, I wonder if they taste the same as they smell, and just being really fun with the kids.
oh my God. I have the best memories of being a teenager and my parents taking me to the movie theater. And it was such a huge deal back then. If anybody out there listening from the younger generation and you haven't watched it, oh my God, for the love of God, go watch it. It's one of the best movies ever, 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 ever.
I feel very blessed to have just been a small, teeny,
Yes.
tiny little piece in there.
Hey, listen, you're a part of the story, my love. You know,
Very
that's
grateful.
you're a part of one of the most iconic movies ever, period.
And I'm very grateful for it.
Yes, and you're one of a part of one of the most iconic TV shows ever, period.
True, true.
You know, did you when you were shooting Baywatch, was it because I asked the same question to the guys, okay? Because of course it was attention and money and people and press. How did you manage like not letting, because for some people they really let it go up to their heads, like it messed up with their lives and there are some heartbreaking stories, but did you manage to stay like really focused? No, this is just work.
Yes, and I didn't really hang out in Hollywood, so to speak. I wasn't one of the kids that you would see photographed out at a club or whatever. I never did that scene. I did my stuff sort of behind the scenes, my partying days and whatever. I never was out in Hollywood. And it was a very busy show. We worked hard and it was a pretty grueling schedule. So there wasn't much time for a social life either. It was just film, film, film. And as I said, I didn't become sort of known for that character character, excuse me, until after the show had moved on without me. So, yeah, it was kind of an interesting thing to experience that way.
If the girls now asked you something like, how do, because a lot of the girls now on the show are complete unknowns as well, or maybe the social media audience knows them. Would you give them any tips in terms of how do you, if, let's say Baywatch explodes and it becomes this number one show on TV, which we all hope, right? Of course, we love it. How do you stay grounded? How do you not let it, go, this Hollywood dream go crazy up to your head?
I mean, I think at the end of the day, everything is constantly changing. Everything is constantly evolving. Nothing lasts forever, right? So to but even to say that the fame is going to change. So the fame from Baywatch is going to turn into the fame for something else. That's going to fade. So not to be a downer, but just that, just to be ready that everything changes, you know, constantly sort of to change with it, as opposed to letting it change you, if that
I
makes any
love
sense.
that. That's like that's one of the best phrases I ever heard in my life, because this is an industry that gives you a lot of instant gratification.
Yes.
And unfortunately, I think a lot of people let that go up to their heads and change their personality, and I
Yes.
don't think that's a very cool idea at all.
And not easy to avoid sometimes, especially when you're really young, you know, and you
Yeah.
get used to and you get accustomed to a certain kind of lifestyle. It's very
Yeah.
difficult not to change, you know,
Yeah.
not to change, to keep grounded. It's definitely not easy.
Oh, you seem like you kept very grounded,
Thank you.
very chill, and I am so excited that you are back. I cannot wait to watch it, and I
Thank you.
hope they bring you back, and I hope you do tons more projects, because
You.
like I was saying in the beginning of the show, that's one of the main reasons why I wanted to talk to you. I think it's so important to portray women as they age and all ages. I mean, I speak for myself, but I'm 54 and I'm like in my best phase ever.
I love that. I love that. That is so amazing.
You know, after
That's
everything I've been through, people even ask me like, don't you want a relationship? At first I thought I did,
yes.
and now I'm like, I don't know, because I don't men rocking my boat.
I love that. I feel very much the same way. You know, you're loving your vibe, you're loving what's going on in your life, and the thought of sharing everything sometimes is not always so appealing.
Right, I know. And when you get presented with this really cool project and you have an opportunity to come back and show even the audience, right? Because I know the old Baywatch audience is going to watch the new Baywatch. They're like, oh, this is really cool. Okay, David is in great shape, but he's not a lifeguard anymore. Tawny is back with her same gorgeous face. She's the blonde girl, but she evolved, because guess what? This is what happens with people in real life.
Exactly. It's going to be that way. So we'll see
Yeah,
what
and
happens with the new Baywatch.
yes, I'm so happy you're back. It's
Thank
such
you.
an honor speaking with you.
Oh, thank you.
Congratulations. I hope when the show comes back, you come back to talk to us.
Oh, I will. Thank you so much for having me.
And I know how busy you are. Yeah, so maybe next time you can come to the studio so I can meet you in person.
Yes.
But I do say again, I reminded everyone, not only you did Baywatch, but you are an actor with a fantastic body of work.
Thank you.
The Beverly Hills Billies is one of the movies that always makes me smile. So if anyone hasn't watched that, go and you can see Erica's fabulous work. And again, it is one of the most iconic, and you've done many others. I mean, I could name, you've done so much, but these are my two favorites. So here it is, like two classics, if anybody wants to see a little bit more of your past work.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Thank you, my love. And by the way, congratulations. I've seen posts, I've seen photos of you and your daughter. She's
Thank
gorgeous.
you. Thank you.
So,
She's my mom.
congratulations on
Thank
being
you.
such a fantastic mom.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes,
Because
she's my
that's
mom.
not easy, by the way.
No, it's not easy. That is definitely one job that is not easy.
And the most important job of them
And the
all,
most
right?
gratifying. Yeah,
Yeah, you're
definitely.
amazing.
Thank you.
I'm very honored to talk to you. I'm so happy you came to the show.
Thank
Guys,
you.
be safe out there, and I'll talk to you very soon. Thank you,
Thank
Erica.
you. Bye-bye.